This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Okay, drum roll, please. I've lost another 3 pounds. And the best news yet, I have managed to stay active. Hey everyone, this is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I am going to talk about fitness and essential oils. And as I shared earlier, I am on track to continue to exercise. And I want to thank all of you who have been writing and sending me motivational tips and things that have worked for you. So I'm really glad that twice a month, at least on Vintage Homeschool Moms, I can share with you some of my progress in staying fit and exercising. And I'm telling you, friends, I don't think I could have continued to do this if it wasn't for all of you. So I want to thank all of the sponsors for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And it has been a great journey for us as we have been growing to be approached by sponsors. So I want to, you know, just do a collective shout out and thank you to all who have sponsored our network. And also, I want to recommend to you that you try some of the other podcasts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. There are some great shows, as well as on our sister network, and that is the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. There I have several shows, and one of my favorite is A Few Minutes with God. That is a place that I have been blessed to be able to share my heart and, you know, a little bit about my prayer life with all of you. And it just keeps me grounded and focused. So really exciting and kind of a fun thing over on the other network. It's reaching a broad audience. And even, you know, the guy that's been cutting my hair for a long time, he was actually a friend of my husband's, and my husband introduced me to him, and he's a wonderful Christian, and he was sharing with me that he was listening to my podcast, and at first I had to, you know, kind of take a step back in my mind, and I thought, you're listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms, because on this podcast, I am on podcast 215, and over there, I'm like on podcast 3 as I share this with you. And so anyway, he looked at me kind of funny, and he said, A Few Minutes with God. And I said, oh, okay, yeah. So I had to switch gears, but it's been just a blessing, so hopefully you'll tune in. Well, guys, today we're going to talk about essential oils, and I'm going to share with you that I used to think essential oils were stinky. Anyone out there like me that thought that? I think part of the problem was the people that I knew used them just used way, way too many. In fact, I was saw a really good friend of mine and gave her a hug, and I'm the one who got her using oils, and I used the doTERRA. And, you know, shameless plug here, I'm going to be putting a link for my doTERRA store. And then there's a way that you can also sign up and get oils for less. But if you want more information, just contact me at felice@mediaangels.com. But anyway, as I'm sharing this, I see a friend of mine, I give her a hug and I go, you know, I name like two of the oils that she's wearing. And she goes, I love these things. And so I tend to just wear one oil. And my favorite these days is the one that I probably butcher the names on everything, but the bergamot. And it's bergamot. There may not be that A in there. But I really like it because it's a relaxation one. It has a citrusy blend. And I use that in the evenings. And I also use it during the day, you know, just it's almost like a a calming oil when I've got so much going on in my busy life. So I'm going to share with you some oils, and I'm also going to have some links on the show note page, and you can find that at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for podcast 215, Fitness and Essential Oils. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the specific oils, and I'm going to just share with you some research. And some of the research that has been found has shown that peppermint oil really works well for runners' performance. And I will tell you that it works to soothe tension. I mean, you can apply it on your temples if you have a stomach ache. You can put it, you know, on your tummy. You can use it, you know, obviously as a breath freshener. One of the things, because I also use a lot of the homeopathic remedies, and you can catch Homeopathy for Mommies on our network. We have a podcast there with Sue Meyer. She will tell you that mint contradicts or counteracts homeopathic remedies. So she doesn't use mint at all. And I love mint. So I tend to stay away from peppermint because, like I said, I use various homeopathic remedies, you know, mostly for to ward off migraines. And they've worked really, really well for me. I use a remedy called Nux Vomica. And again, you can contact Sue Meyer through your podcast. And on her show page, she has links to her. She has an in-person store, actually. She's a homeschool mommy. And get more information on that. But, you know, today I just want to tell you that that is one that I found like startling results about how it, you know, really improved performance in the runners and their scientific research behind it. But for centuries, other cultures, you know, and many cultures have used oils to enhance their wellness and also for medicinal purposes. And so, you know, the first I'm going to talk to you about is one of my favorites. And I just like citrusy things. You know, maybe it's living in Florida. I don't know. But lemongrass is one that really helps me with energy. It's a healthy weight loss management as well. Again, you can add some drops to your skin or your feet before a workout. It helps you to become more energetic and also helps with endurance. You can use lemongrass for sore muscles, but what I like better is one that is a doTERRA, and that is it's called Deep Blue. And so Deep Blue smells a little bit like your common over-the-counter, very strong, you know, muscle rub type thing. So that's one that I don't use out. I would use that when I'm back home. But that really works well. And you could also mix some of the oils like basil and sage with coconut oil, and you can blend that as well. So lemongrass is one that really, really helps. It, you know, supports your metabolism, and it actually helps to speed up your metabolism. So that's a great one to use. Another one that I use a lot, and especially when you know, I'm going to be doing my workouts, and that is I try really hard to get hydrated first because I tend to get very, very thirsty. And I realized that I was drinking water without a lot of ice in it. For one thing, ice seems to be a commodity in big families. Even though we have an ice maker on our refrigerator, living in the South, it's very hot and people use a lot of ice in my family. So I tended to drink things that were not super cold. Well, when I started adding ice to my drink at the suggestion of my husband and my wonderful son, bought me this thermo-insulated cup that I enjoy using with a straw. You know, they tease me and they call it my sippy cup. I will add a couple of drops of lemon to that. And I love fresh lemon, but also adding a drop or two of the doTERRA essential oil lemon. And what I like is it just makes me happy to smell it. You know, of course, you can use it to rub on your body as well, but I use it in my water to drink, and it really does help me stay hydrated, and it also helps me to, drink more water, and that is really, really important to me. And I found that if I stay hydrated, it helps me to ward off headaches. Another essential oil that helps, if you get into the shower first thing in the morning, or even before a workout, that helps me wake up is the one that's called Breathe. And it also works well if you're sick. It helps to open up your air passages. My daughter used this when she was in school. You know, she was far away from home, and I get a call saying, you know, I'm really sick. What do I use? And the first thing I told her was, you know, On Guard on your feet. You know, put some On Guard on the bottom of your feet, rub it in, put on socks, and then put the Breathe on at night. And she really got over her cold a lot quicker that way. Another cold remedy that I like is the oregano oil. Now, oregano is very hot. It's a hot oil. And so you have to be careful with that. And the thing about the doTERRA is their oils are very strong. So you use them very sparingly. They last a really long time. But you can use oregano with an oil that you can ingest, like a coconut oil, or you can even, put it in olive oil. And I would put some of that in like one to two drops. You could put it in a capsule that you could take, as well for internal use. I would only do this with an adult. The Breathe works really, really well to wake you up, to get you motivated. It's really great, before you get in the shower to put that on. And it really, really helps. One of my favorite oils. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some more of my favorite oils that help me get motivated to exercise and keep off that weight. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with podcast 215. We're talking today about fitness and essential oils and some of the oils that are really, really helpful. And there's another one that I really like, and that is lavender. Lavender is really soothing. I use that, after a workout. I love it in a bath. If you like Epsom salts, and it's like really a good detox in a nice warm bath, you can put some, a cup full of Epsom salt and 4 or 5 drops of lavender. One of the things I like to do is take lavender and rub it on the back of my neck, upper arms, and on my calves. And then I get into a tub and I just soak. And it just really is very, very relaxing. If you have difficulty sleeping, you might want to try lavender. It works beautifully to give you a restful sleep and to really help you to relax. It's really great. It helps me tremendously. And like I said, it's one of my favorite oils. And I'm going to put some links actually to the doTERRA blog, because it has some really good tips to improve athletic performance pre and post workout. And I'm not going to go through all of these because I'll have the links in the show notes on the podcast at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. The other one I really like that supports digestion, and it really, again, has helped. It helps me as a detox. It helps me to stay regular. It helps to eliminate toxins. And that is, it's called Digest Zen. And you touch, you can have the touch one that you that's pre-diluted, or if you like, you can use the regular oils. And I like the stronger oils because to me, it's better on the wallet and it lasts forever. And so I even bought some of the tiny little bottles, and I have some that I carry with me. But you can either put it on your tummy or a drop in your mouth. And it really works topically as well as internally. And it really helps a lot with your digestion. And some of these things, you know, really help with your metabolism, like, you know, the lemongrass I was sharing with you earlier. Wonderful immune, or not immune booster, metabolism booster, and that helps. And then one of the other things too that you can do is you can mix some of these oils together, and it really is a matter of preference. Again, be aware that they're strong, and that one of the things that you want to be aware of is that, you know, when you go out, you may, you know, want to think about what you're wearing and, you know, and how that is going to impact others, you know. Like I said, I've learned to really like oils a lot more than I did before. And I used to, you know, really think that they were overpowering. Well, let me just say this. I still think that some of them are overpowering, but I also think that they really help me and they're really beneficial. Some of them I use, like I said before, working out, and others I like to use afterwards. And I'm going to be doing another podcast on some supplements that I use, as well as an interview with a good friend of mine that has an amazing story to share about wellness and how it worked for him. And, you know, there are some protein drinks that I drink and, you know, energy bars that I really like. One of the things I really like about these energy bars is that I can eat some of them, you know, when I feel like eating a cookie or I want a snack on chocolate, and we don't have any chocolate in the house on purpose because I'm afraid I'm going to eat it. And that's the other thing I love about the essential oils is that, like, if I drink the lemon in my water, it just, I don't know, it seems to take away any cravings that I have. Don't know if it will work with you. I know some of my kids do not like lemon, or if they like lemon, they like lemonade. So it may be a hard sell. I don't really like sweet drinks, so that helps. And then the last one I want to share with you is the DDR Prime. Now, that does have some different essential oils in it, but it also contains frankincense, and it's a blend that works really well. And using some of the oils, the different ones together, really helps because it can, you know, make the oils actually become more effective. Another one that I think I just said I was going to, that was the last one I was going to share, but the one more I wanted to share with you is fennel. And you can add fennel and lavender, mix a drop of each together and put them in the palms of your hands. And you can rub them together and, you know, just smell them to be, to help you be calm. You can use fennel in tea. It has, I remember my mom using fennel in cooking, and it has a little bit of a little sweetness to it, and it can help, you know, fight your sweet tooth cravings. Really, really helps with me. Some people will use it like in a veggie cap to help with digestion. Again, you have to be, you know, careful with things that you're ingesting, and you can mix it with coconut oil if you want to rub that on your skin. Just remember, when you're using products over the counter like a cream or a lotion or even a shampoo, it has so many additives and preservatives that are so bad for you. And I have to say that I feel great at my age, and a lot of it is because I got rid of everything that was, you know, that had a lot of additives and preservatives, just took it off of our shelf. We have not used that type of thing for cleaning even. And I just have to tell you, it really has helped my health and my entire family. And the exciting thing is I am still on my exercise regime. I am walking and exercising at least 3 times a week. So I'm super, super excited about that because as I shared with you when I first started podcasting about exercise, that I really, really didn't like it. So I want to thank all of you for giving me this platform to be able to share with you and to keep me on the straight and narrow. Because let me tell you, there are many, many times that I would like to quit, but I am not because I have you guys to report back to. And, you know, I'm not sharing my exact weight because it's, you know, women don't do that. But I do want to share with you that I have been steadily losing weight, and I've done it before where I've lost a lot of weight very quickly. And unfortunately and invariably, you put it back on, right? So this way it has helped me to keep them off, to keep the weight off, and to keep on track. Well, you guys, thanks so much. Please head over to iTunes and give me a star rating on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. You will see the link to iTunes, or if you have iTunes on your phone or a podcast app, give me a star rating. I would really, really appreciate it. And share this podcast with your friends. Share the entire network. The Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network is entirely free for all of you. We have commercials from time to time, but that is to be able to pay the bills. So I want to thank all of you for making us a success. And, you know, God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.